Okay, so, this is the Eclectic Podcast for June 17th, 2005, and, we're on the road right now. We're doing a little sound seeing tour. I'm driving up north from Los Angeles to Morro Bay, California, so we'll check in and maybe do a little, sound seeing tours as we go past through the cities. Right now I got, Father Roderick on my iPod in the background listening to that, hooked up to my stereo in the car, so a bunch of podcasts in the queue, a full iPod, and batteries and enough juice to get me there, so check back a little later once we hit the road and, you know, get past LA and talk a little bit about Santa Barbara and that area in Ventura. But again, Eclectic Podcast, and this is the sound seeing tour, driving to Morro Bay, California. It's about a 3-hour drive. Got a full tank of gas. It's about 1 in the afternoon on Friday. Should be a nice drive. Weather's picking up. All right. Okay, so we're checking back in. Again, this is the Eclectic Podcast for June 17th. Sound seeing tour, little drive up the coast of California from Los Angeles to Morro Bay, which is about halfway to San Francisco, 200 miles, and it's a beautiful drive. And this area I'm running through, I'm about 60 miles out, is Ventura, California, a nice little beach town, nice community, and we're going to be heading to Santa Barbara. And right now I got the Grape Radio guys in the background on my iPod. I finished up with Father Roderick, and now I'm listening to Grape Radio. And it's kind of ties in with the theme of this podcast, because I thought about doing a sound seeing tour, kind of talking about some of the elements in the movie Sideways, which took a place in an area that we're going to be passing through, Los Alamos, Santa Barbara County, and some of the wineries there. So just wanted to kind of, check it out and give you guys a little tour while I'm driving here. And Ventura's a great little city, and anyone not familiar with this region, I'll put up a link to some apps and some guides, and if you ever want to do a road trip in California, is essential. The weather cleared up. It was a little June gloomy out, and right now it's just a beautiful sunny day, white clouds in the sky, and we're coming up to a section of road that's just gonna cruise by the ocean. So I'm gonna enjoy the drive, and I'll check back in a little bit. Thanks. Okay, so Eclectic Podcast, June 17th, 2005. We're passing by the small town of La Conchita, just past Ventura, and unfortunately they've been victim to huge mudslides and landslides that have taken out entire blocks. And so it's really upset this community, which is just a small community sitting between the Pacific Ocean and these mountains, and probably less than 1,000 residents. And if you see on the news, we're having our rainstorms here in Los Angeles and California. There was a lot of people that went missing, and unfortunately, it looks like there's still some people living in the community. I'm not sure what the status is as far as what they're going to do with it. I guess the price you pay for living with beauty, and it's unfortunate, but continuing on, it's a beautiful day. I mean, it's just amazing. If anybody gets the chance to drive the 101 from Los Angeles through Santa Barbara and then up north, it's just a great drive. It's beautiful. Right now we're driving past, and we can see about 30 miles offshore is some islands, Channel Islands, including, looks like that's going to be Santa Cruz Island and Anacapa Island. And it's just a great day in sunny Southern California, which we are fortunate to be living in. The next little town coming up is called Carpinteria. And Carpinteria is a great little town. You know, it's a small beach community, very expensive to live. And they have a great state park with great camping facilities. It's right on the beach. And if you're lucky enough to get a camping spot right on the beach, it's just a wonderful place to spend a summer afternoon at the beach and camping and just hanging out in a really great community. I recommend it for everybody if you're into that type of lifestyle. And again, Carpinteria is about 75 miles north of Los Angeles, and then we'll be heading to Santa Barbara in a little bit. So thank you all for coming on this sightseeing tour. I'm really enjoying the drive, and you know, it's a great drive. I do it, you know, every few months and go see some family. So it's another thing, it's a great train ride. We take the train from Los Angeles to Seattle, which I did once. Follows pretty much the same route through the coast of California, and I know the train system in the U.S. Amtrak's not very good, but this route is really beautiful. It takes a long time and it's not efficient. It even costs even more than, you know, getting a plane. But those of you who have time and just kind of want the experience more than the convenience of travel, taking the train to Seattle from Los Angeles, it was a great little trip, and I recommend it. So, passing through Carpinteria, we'll be hitting Santa Barbara in about 10-15 minutes. Talk a little bit about Santa Barbara, and you're listening to the Eclectic Podcast. Okay, so Eclectic Podcast, we are cruising through Santa Barbara. A little bit of traffic, it's a Friday afternoon, and a lot of people are trying to get in and out of town, but Santa Barbara, California is a very nice town, nice place to visit. They got some museums, a zoo. It's a great harbor and beach area with a pier. Just a really nice place to visit, and a very affluent community, great golf courses, and just kind of like a nice little place for people in Los Angeles to go visit or even commute to. So Santa Barbara County is really where we, you know, start looking at wine and in the wine region. Seems to have started, you know, in this. There's a kind of start seeing wineries in this area as we pass through Santa Barbara County. We can pass through by Neverland Ranch. Check out Michael, but that's another story for another day. But anyway, it's a really nice area. And again, Santa Barbara's a nice place to visit if you're ever in Los Angeles. It's only 85 miles away, about an hour and a half, and you can't go wrong. So, yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about the wineries as we get through the northern Santa Barbara County and then getting into San Luis Obispo County, which again has tons and tons of wineries. You know, a lot of people talk about Napa and Sonoma, but there's some really good wines coming out of this region, and big wines too. So I'm not a wine expert. This is not grape radio, but I think, you know, I enjoyed the movie Sideways, and it kind of it brought to light some of the topics of wine and what's going on in California. So as part of my sightseeing tour, I thought I'd, you know, give you a little information. It might not all be 100% correct, but hey, we're having fun. So I'm just driving through traffic here and kind of, I'm listening to IT Conversations in the background. I love podcasting because I could queue up tons and tons of shows that I have not listened to yet and put them into my playlist that I call Shit I Want to Listen To. It's a great playlist. It always has some new content and some old stuff. And this, the reason why I have so many podcasts that I'm listening to is because I am starting a new project, a related podcasting slash review site called Podcast Remix. Podcasting reviews and it's going to be a combination of written and podcast reviews. So I'll probably do maybe 3 or 4 shows a week. Do some write-ups on those shows so that there's researchable content to go back to. And then I'll put a podcast together that kind of summarizes those reviews and maybe play some clips. And really what I want to do is just point people into the direction of podcasts, because there are a lot out there, and I think there's tons of directories, but there's not really a good mechanism to find what's good and what's not. Again, I'm not an expert in podcasting. I enjoy it, and I enjoy listening to podcasting. So I'm going to become an expert, and I'm going to be the source for podcast reviews. And again, we're going to mix it up. We're going to, we're going to review Adam. We'll review IT Conversations, but we'll also review the smaller podcasts, Zencast, or Keith and the Girl. This and that. We're not going to stick to the top 10 at Podcast Alley. I will start taking requests for reviews also. So I'll put my email out there, and if podcasters want to, get in touch so I can take a look at their podcast for another outlet to their source, be happy. So that's my promotional 30 seconds or 60 seconds on my new show. First show should be up next week, the week of the 21st, 22nd, somewhere around there. Since this weekend, I'm going to kind of not be in the space. I don't have my whole gear set up to set up a podcast properly. But this Sound Scene Tour for Eclectic Podcast is, again, if you haven't... just checking in. It's a drive from Los Angeles to Morro Bay in San Luis Obispo County. Beautiful drive here in Southern California, and that's why we love our cars, because they're just some great drives, and it's just awesome weather, and it's sunny out, and it's beautiful. So as we get further up the road here, we'll talk a little bit about some of the sideways stuff and check back in. So this is Stephen Fryn with Eclectic Podcast saying, keep it here. Okay, so we are passing through, we're just north of Santa Barbara, about 30 miles, 20 miles north of Santa Barbara. And this is a beautiful area that just hugs the coastline. Until we dip in at Buellton, and then we go inland from there. But I want to mention that there are 2 or 3 good state beaches here that have campsites, and again, amazing, amazing stuff, and amazing places to visit and camp and get a really good experience. We just passed El Capitan State Beach, and it's not too far north of Santa Barbara, and it's just a beautiful day out here. And then we're going to come up on Refugio State Beach, and these places are really popular in the summertime, and sometimes you can't get a spot because they're just great beach camping locations, and everybody wants to camp on the beach, so wonderful area. If you get a chance, please check it out. So we're cruising, trying to keep it real and not go too fast, but it's a windy day. I see some white caps out on the ocean there, so it's blowing pretty good in this beautiful. We'll be coming up to the wine region in northern Santa Barbara County pretty soon. So until then, check it out. Okay, so we made the big turn inland, right about Gaviota, about 40 miles past Santa Barbara. you turn inland and you kind of stop following, well, you're kind of following the ocean, but, you know, there's a peninsula, and, so you're kind of traveling inland, and this is really a great, I always love this part of the trip because it's beautiful. It's like golden okra rolling hills peppered with beautiful old oak trees that are green, and the contrast between the rolling hills and the greenery of the oak trees is just, it reminds me of any backdrop in a Steinbeck novel. This area is much like the Salinas area that Steinbeck describes about in this northern Santa Barbara County. We're coming up on Los Alamos, which was featured in the movie Sideways. I don't know if they cheated a lot of the shots or if the locations are real. I'm sure somebody's going to come out with a Sideways like map or you know, tour of the locations for Sideways. But, you know, I'm a big fan of books and film. I mean, it was a book, I think it was a play. I saw the book, and I was almost bought the audiobook, but I might read it instead. But I'm a big fan of following locations and books. I just think it's interesting to get the richness and of the real locations, even though they might be invented in some way. Like, for example, when I went to Europe, I tried to find some of the locations of the Da Vinci Code. I knew the novel was, you know, purely fictional, but the locations were real, and I guess that's kind of the adventurer in me kind of wanted to do that. And so that's why I'm doing this tour. And so we're passing through Syrah country. Let's see, this is Lucas and Lewin Vineyards. So there's a bunch of vineyards out here in a really beautiful area. A little bit of traffic. Again, it's a Friday afternoon and people are trying to get somewhere, either San Francisco or San Luis Obispo. But, oh man, this is just a glorious day to drive, and I wish I had video to show people because it's beautiful. One of the downfalls of podcasting is you can't truly get the richness of the experience, but I hope you're enjoying it anyway. On my iPod, I switched from podcasting to Audible content, so I have an audiobook. I'm listening to Michael Palin's Around the World in 80 Days. Great documentary from PBS that I saw on his adventures through, you know, trying to travel through through the world, and that would be a great listen, especially someone who likes to travel. So the Los Alamos exit right here, I've never actually gotten off, and maybe on the way back on Sunday I might get off and just cruise around town, see if anything looks familiar. It's a small little town, and you know, again, they could have been fictionalizing the locations for the movie, but I'm sure they're probably getting now a lot of tourists trying to look for those since the popularity of Sideways. But we're gonna go ahead and, you know, continue. I'll look for some of the vineyards that are in this area and point them out, but you know, the drive is just immaculate. It's just so wonderful and beautiful, and it's a perfect sunny day. Puffy white clouds in the sky against just a baby blue background. You can't get any better than this. And again, if anybody's read Steinbeck, the way he describes the you know, the rolling hills, the sycamore, the oak trees, we'll really appreciate this. So we'll check it back in a little bit. Thank you. Okay, so we just passed Santa Maria, which everyone will be familiar with what's going on in the news this last week with Michael Jackson. His trial was in Santa Maria, California. And I'm sure glad the residents of Santa Maria, I think they're glad that the whole trial thing is over, because I'm sure upstate their community. And we're passing through a small town called Nipomo, a little great little small town just on the way to bigger and better things in San Luis Obispo and Sacramento and stuff like that. But passing a lot of vineyards, I'm not really getting a lot of names. I'm not familiar with, you know, the whole vineyard scene here. I thought there'd be signs of vineyards and they want to promote them, but I'm not really capturing any of that information, so I'm going to have to do a little research and edit in some valid content, because right now I'm just going off what I see. But it's a great day, and we're going to hit a town called Pismo Beach, which is a nice little beach community, and then we'll be on our way to Morro Bay. But, you know, 20 or 30 minutes past that. So we're getting pretty closer. It's a great drive. I really appreciate everybody that's come along with me. And if you get the chance, you know, even if it's just for a day, just drive California coast. This is why people come out here. This is why people live here. It's a gorgeous area. Lots of things to see and do, so we'll check back in towards the end of our journey and just kind of do a wrap up and see what else we can find for all you listeners out there. Thanks. So we're getting off the 101 and we're gonna hit Los Osos Valley Road, which is kind of the back way to Morro Bay in the southern Morro Bay area, also known as Los Osos in Baywood. Beautiful drive. What a great day. There's lots of people out. Looks like people are going home from work, so there might be a little traffic on the way. I'm about 20 minutes from Morro Bay, and so it's just been a really great drive and really enjoyed myself. Morro Bay is a great little community, and San Luis Obispo, great little town. You know, it's not got the flash of Hollywood, but it's got some nice stuff, and it's a beautiful area. It's just a really nice place to relax. I'm gonna do some hiking and maybe some sailing this weekend, hanging out with Pops. So overall, it should be a good time. And so again, if anybody wants to, you know, check it out, I'll put up some information about this area and how to do the little trip. Try to get some more information about Sideways and the wineries in that area. So if you want to do a winery trip, and check it out. Thank you for listening. This is iClectic Podcast, and this is the Sound Seeing Tour. Or if you've been listening to the Sound Seeing Tour of my drive from Los Angeles to Morro Bay, California. Thank you very much.